Okay, let's go on here to Bob, who's calling us from Florida.
Hello.
Hello.
I had gotten a physical, and the PSA test was high, and they thought it was likely to be cancer. I wanted to take a biopsy. I'd like not to do a, you know, something that's too invasive. I'm wondering what your recommendations would be with regard to investigating and even following up if it is cancer, prostate cancer.
Very first thing, sir, is to locate a doc, and there's not too many around the country. There's a real good one in Arizona, and you can get his name by calling Tahoma Clinic, and they'll give you his name even though he's in Arizona, who does something called color Doppler. Now, all the color Doppler is an ultrasound scan, sir, totally non-invasive, and this color Doppler, the frequencies are translated into colors, which makes it easy for the doc to interpret what's going on and tell you, oh dear, looks like maybe you are getting a cancer, or no, it doesn't appear you are. So anyway, if you call Tahoma Clinic, the front desk, and say, let's see, can you give me the name of that doc down in Arizona who does color Doppler? Is there anyone closer? No, there isn't. So actually, he usually comes up here about every 3-4 months, and he does them right at Tahoma Clinic. But that's only if he has enough patients, and he only had 2 this time around. So you might get to travel to Arizona, sir. But getting that color Doppler done, that can be done non-invasively and give you a much better idea of whether you do or don't have cancer.
Now I live in Florida. Is there anybody closer, or is he the only one in the United States?
No, he's not the only one. There's only a couple dozen of them. So you could always ask his office for if there's somebody closer. I don't know anybody in Florida, but you could ask.
If it is cancerous, what would you recommend with regard to way to deal with that?
Well, let me give you one other thought here, sir. You could probably put color Doppler into your search engine, color Doppler test, and you could probably find some doctors who do it. Search engines find a lot of stuff these days.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing I put into my search engine is capital G, small c, MAF, Nevada. Now, GCMAF was flat out proven maybe 15 years ago to cure many types of cancers. When the doc who was doing that, he was Japanese, and he was in Philadelphia, and he published all this stuff on all these different kinds of cancers that got better with GCMAF. It's called that because the full name is very long. Okay, so as soon as he'd proven that in experimental animals, which our public servants in FDA couldn't mess with, he promptly left the country, sir. And there are now many GCMAF clinics in Japan. But oddly enough, there's still one remaining in Nevada, and they haven't been invaded by the federales yet. So I should say our public servants, I shouldn't insult them. And so, since we can't do that in Washington State, or the state medical board would get us, I sent everybody to at least read on their website and talk to them about it, because they can successfully treat a variety of cancers with this stuff, sir, including prostate.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm sorry. I'm hoping it's not a cancer, but get that color Doppler done.